Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time, Lord God. God, I ask that you just move in a mighty way, Lord God, that you would speak through me as well as speak to me, Lord God, that you would just deliver your word, Lord God, tonight, and that we have ears to hear what you're saying, Lord God, and a mind and a desire to just apply this word. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So tonight I will be talking about the power of the tongue. The power of the tongue is what God gave me. And because there's so much power, it's a little vessel, but there's so much power in it. Were you ready? Okay, just make sure. But there's so much power in the tongue. And we oftentimes forget that our tongue, with our tongue, we speak life and we speak death. And we can change the atmosphere with just something we say. So we have to remember that there's power in our tongue. Amen. The first scripture we're going to go to is James chapter 3. James chapter 3, and we're going to start at verse 1. And I'm going to get it in my Bible right now. James chapter 3, verse 1. And it says, not many of you should become teachers. My fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into a mouth of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole body of the animal. Or take ships for an example. Although they are so large and they are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes a great boast. Consider what a great forest is set on by fire. Forest is set on by fire, or set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and it is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, sea creatures, being tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no one being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can salt spring produce fresh water. That said a whole lot. I like what it said about a ship, because ships are real big. but it's steered by a small little rudder. And our body is big, and yet our tongue is small. It can do great damage. We can either build someone up or tear them down with one word. With one word. A lot of times we forget about how powerful our words are. And this week as I was fasting and I was praying and I was talking to God, he just kept saying, don't open your mouth unless you're going to lift me up. And so I had to close my mouth and say, okay, God. I would get frustrated with different little things. And he said, what are you doing with your mouth? Are you praising me? Are you getting ready to say something that's foolish? And a lot of times we don't stop to realize that if I'm in a conversation, is God, we have to realize God is in that conversation. So if he's in that conversation, is he pleased with what's going on, what's being said? And we have to remember that we are the body of Christ. So we take God with us wherever we go, and we are a walking billboard. So if I'm gossiping with everyone else, I'm showing them that's what a Christian's like. We have to remember that there's power in our tongue. You know, a lot of times we battle with different things, and we forget that God has given us power to change the atmosphere. As we begin to speak with boldness and speak to our situation, things can begin to happen. It's up to us to not give in to the lies of the enemy, but to say, you know what, God, I praise you because you said you designed me like this, so I'm going to praise you with all that I have. God, in the midst of everything going on around me, you're still worthy of all the praise. You're still worthy of all the glory. And God, I decide to change how things are going to happen. Things are going on around me, but God, you're faithful, you're just. And I have a job, or I have the use of my limbs. I'm alive and well. So therefore, we can change what's going on around us. And God was showing me that with us having our tongue, we have to remember that one translation says it in Proverbs 18. It says, what I just said before, it says, the tongue has power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And then I had to look at the New Living Translation because it said this, the tongue can bring death or life, and those who love to talk will reap its consequences. So if you're talking death, you're going to reap death. But if you're building someone up, you're there to build them up, to edify. If you're building that person up, you never know what will happen in that situation. I'm reminded of a story. This young man, he was being picked on at school. And one kid stepped in and helped him with his books and walked him home and just began to talk to him. And just ask him how he was doing in school, why he has so many books, what is he like. And just began to talk to him. He used his tongue, began to talk to him, not talk down about all the books he had or what was going on, but began to talk to him. It started a friendship. And years passed, and they continued to be friends. And later on, he began to talk to his friend because his friend got in a state, and he began to talk to his friend, and he said, you know what? I felt like I should talk to you now because you talked to me back then. And back then, I wanted to just go home and kill myself. But because you stopped to talk to me, he said, no one else around me would talk to me. They would talk down about me or talk at me, but they never stopped to talk to me. We have to realize that we have power in our tongue. So if I'm talking to my children, I have to build them up, to encourage them, to pray with them. We have to remember that there's life and death in the power of our tongue. Proverbs 12 and verse 18. It says, words of the reckless pierce like swords. Let me start over. Words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. But the tongue of the wise brings healing. So we could be speaking words to cut someone down just because we're watching who's around us, when really we could be helping them realize that, you know, God wants to use you. God created you and you're so gifted. Instead of saying, you know what, you're never going to make it. You haven't made it this far. Why you think you're going to do something now? That's killing someone inside. That's tearing them down. But God wants us to build each other up, to encourage one another. To encourage one another. Dad said last week on Sunday, he said, if we can't, if someone's asking you a question and you don't really want to say anything, keep your mouth shut rather than lie. Just keep your mouth shut. And I'm going to add, that is so true. That is so true. But in Psalms 20, 120 and verse 2, it says, save me, Lord, from lying lips and a deceitful tongue. So if we feel like, okay, I need to say something, I don't want to lie. So Lord, shield my lips. Sometimes that's what we need to do on a daily basis. God, shield my lips so I don't lie today, so that I am not deceitful in my ways, so that I'm not saying something that's going to tear someone down. I say that often. God, close my mouth. If you don't want me to say something, close my mouth. But when you open my mouth, help me to say all that you want me to say. Whether I'm ministering, whether I'm helping my kids, Lord, help me to say all that you want me to say. And also, he reminded me that sometimes we have to say some things and it's harsh. But it's harsh because we're helping construct them in the right direction. We're helping direct them in the right way. So sometimes we say something, it may seem a little harsh, but we're not saying it out of ourselves. We're saying it because God told us, you know, sister, you can't do that because this and this and this, and let me help you get on the right track. And I'm only saying it because God told me to say it. We have to be careful what we say, amen? Amen. In Psalms 141, verse 3, it says this, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth, and keep watch over the door of my lips. I'm going to read that again. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth, and keep watch over the door of my lips. A lot of times people stumble because they tell one lie, then they tell another lie. Then they tell another lie. It's funny because last weekend I watched a cartoon with my kids. And it was talking about the girl who swallowed a fly. That's what it started with. She started with one little lie. A fly. And with starting, because it was so small, it started with a fly. Well, really it was a lie. So she started with that, and because she tried to cover that up, and that didn't work, so she had to say something else to cover that up, and that didn't work, so she had to say something else, and she kept going and kept going until at the end she had to swallow this big lie, which amounted to like the size of a horse, because it was a big lie. And at that point she had a breaking point and finally said, you know what, I lied at the beginning, and I just kept lying because I didn't know how to just tell the truth. And a lot of times we have to stop. When we get ready to tell that first lie, say, God, help me. I shouldn't be lying, Lord. Help me to do the right thing. We have to remind ourselves, when we tell that first lie, that's opening the door for the devil to come in and say, well, you know, don't tell them now. You might as well keep going. They believed you a little bit. Let's just keep going. They won't never know. And it feeds and feeds. And then you're like, okay, I can't take it. I lied. I'm sorry. I just wanted that piece of gum. I said Billy took it, but I just wanted that piece of gum. Something so small like that. We need to humble our mouths. Because a lot of times when we open our mouths, we begin to boast about ourselves or about our what we have or our situation. And us boasting about ourselves, that's not helping anything. That's saying, look at me. And it's not pointing people to the right place of look at God. Look at what God's doing. Not saying, I got it all good, but no, look at my God. Because he got it all good. Because he's good. So the verse I want to go to is Psalms chapter 12 and verse 3. That's Psalms chapter 12, verse 3. It says, may the Lord silence all flattering lips and every boastful tongue. See right there, it stopped us in our tracks of us saying, God, look at what I got. You know, look, I got all this. No, God bless me with all this and let me share some of it with somebody else. Let me be a blessing to someone else. Not look at me and look at what I got. The next thing I want to go to is we go to Proverbs. Proverbs 15 and verse 4. Proverbs 15 and verse 4. It says, the soothing tongue is a tree of life. But a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. A soothing tongue is the tree of life. But a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. So when I was reading that, God said that a soothing tongue is the tree of life. So us being using our words correctly, the way God wants us to use them, it's going to produce different things. If I'm talking to her and I'm talking to encourage her, then that's going to be contagious, like a smile. If I smile, then someone else, the next person I see, they're going to smile. The next person I see, they're going to smile. And it's contagious. It's contagious. And that right there is like a soothing spirit, because we're putting off the love of Christ and we're showing people and we're talking to people the right way. So therefore they're going to go on about their day and talk the right way. And it's going to continue. It's going to be a domino effect. But if I'm cutting someone down, then it's just going to make, she's going to be mad at him. You're going to be mad at her. And it's just going to make things happen all around. And other people are frustrated. If one person on the job is frustrated, unless you nip that in the bud and help them get on the right track, say, you know what? Things are not going exactly right, but you know what? Let's make it a great day. Let's make it a great day. Even though it's hard and it's difficult, we're going to get it done. And it's funny because at the end of last month, one of our the head people was talking to my supervisor, and she's like, you know, you guys might have to be in here until 6 o'clock at the end of the year. She said, you know, you guys might be here pretty late because, you know, you guys got a lot of stuff. She said, you know what? We're going to get it all done. And we're actually going to leave on time. Yes, we have overtime approved, but we're all going to leave on time. Everyone's going to get it done. And you know what? We did exactly what she said. We all left on time because why? We had that mindset. We're going to get it all done. We didn't listen to what she said. Oh, you guys are going to be working pretty late. I'm gone, but you're going to be working pretty late. We didn't accept that because we said, you know what? We have things to do and we're going to do our best and we're going to get it done. And we did that. Because we didn't accept what she had said. The next scripture we're going to go to is Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 9. So Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are called the children of God. So because we are the body of Christ and we are his children, we are in situations to make peace. So when this issue is going on over here and these people are conflicting with that, you're there to bring peace, not to take this side, not to be there to instigate and say, well, you know, they said this, this, and this happened. No, we're there to bring peace to situations. We have this thing at our job, inspiring excellence. Or inspiring confidence. Some people, they get frustrated because they say, man, we keep getting all these things coming out to us talking about this and this happened. Well, I said, you know what? Let's inspire confidence here. Let us do something in excellence, because that used to be our success goal, is to strive in excellence, not just on the patient side, but also on the business side. Let's do things in excellence. And so they're like, well, you know, it's kind of frustrating because they don't know what's going on. I was like, well, let's change it around here, what we're doing. Let us just do the best that we know how to do. We all say we love this job and this position we're in, so let's do our best. No matter what it looks like or what's crashing or what's happening, let's just do our best. And as hard as it is, I go back to my cube and I say, God, okay, you told me to say that. Now, I need you to help me to do my best. And I crank up my praise and worship music, and there I go. I'm like, man, I got this done. I ain't got no more stuff on my desk. Do you need help with something? Because I'm getting stuff done. Because why? I'm doing it in excellence, and I'm worshiping as I go. I'm worshiping as I go. And because I brought peace to that situation, so now I can focus on something else. I can help someone else. I can, you know, bring peace in their situation. They're like, man, I got so much stuff piling up. And this lady, it was funny because we had tried to help her before with all the different stuff that she had going on. She kept saying, man, all this is printing out. I got 400 claims. I got to post by hand and this and that. I said, well, what are you doing different? And she's like, well, I was like, no, you can change that. And then you'll maybe have 18 instead of 400. And so the other day I came in, she's like, okay, now what were you saying to show me? And I was like, okay, you do this and you do that. And she's like, oh my gosh, I was never shown that. No one ever taught me. I was like, okay, well, let's not make it difficult. Let's do this. So now you wrote it down, you remember. So you're going to cut all your work in half and you'll be able to do it faster. She's like, man, I didn't know that. Thank you. I was like, yeah. I was like, and if there's anything else that you're like, I don't know if this is right, we can change some of those things because there might be a faster way. It'll still be correct, but if there's a faster way to fix this in the system, she's like, man, I didn't know that. And so then she came over, okay, so I have this. What do you, I'm like, yeah, we can fix that. I just didn't have one of those. It's kind of crazy, but we can fix that. And she's like, man, you're just so positive. I was like, because I know that there's a way to fix it. And I'm not going to get frustrated and say, okay, well, this is all we got to do. If this is what we got to do, let's just do it right and let's just get it done. I'll take half of your stuff if you need me to. You know, let's get it done because we're a team. And because I'm on God's team, I'm bringing peace to everyone around me. Amen? Amen. The next scripture I'm going to go to is James chapter 1, verse 19. This one I stumble with because it's kind of hard. Like, you know, I said constructive criticism. It's kind of hard to listen to sometimes. And, you know, God puts us in check. Amen. So James chapter 1 and verse 19. Hold on just a second. James 1 and verse 19. It says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry, because anger does not produce righteousness that God desires. Because human anger does not produce righteousness that God desires. You know, I said I stumble with that because a lot of times I get excited and I'm like, well, this and this, and God's saying, be slow to speak and quick to listen. A lot of times when we get frustrated, we're like, God, but this and this, and we're telling him about our problem, and we're like, God, and this, and we're getting frustrated, and God's saying, just listen. Just listen. Just listen. Or sometimes, you know, we get frustrated with our spouse, and we're quick to say something. But if you just listen, it'll work out right. Just trying to see if he's like saying something back there. But a lot of times, because I do that to him sometimes, I'd be quick to say something. He'd be like, can you just listen? And oh, that's the same thing God does. If you just listen, I got you. I got you. It's all going to work out. It's going to be okay if you just listen. We got to make sure we're listening to God. Amen. Make sure we're listening to him. Before I spoke on, I believe I have the topic of garbage in, garbage out. Because we have to shield ourselves from the things of this world and things that are not pleasing in God's sight. Because if we're listening to something that isn't godly, before we realize it, we'll be shooting it back out. Just like a baby sometimes, a baby will hear you and you're saying something to Mari and she's like, yeah, that's good. Or she'll say different things. We're like, did she just said that? It's because she's remembering what you said and she's able to say it back. But us, sometimes we get caught up in doing things that are not right or around the wrong people and they're saying something. And then later on we get mad and we say something. We're like, where did that come from? I shouldn't have said that. But we have to guard our hearts. Guard our ears, guard our minds, because we will speak out what's around us. And sometimes we will say the wrong things that we shouldn't be saying. That's not pleasing. The next scripture we're going to go to is Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, verse 29. It says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building up others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. So we're not supposed to be letting anything that's not going to build someone up come out of our mouth. We should be there to encourage one another, to lift them up, to help them remember what good attributes they have. I shouldn't be talking down to people, but helping them to realize the different characteristics that God has placed within them. Amen. So if I'm talking to Michael, I shouldn't be talking down to him. I should say, you know what, Michael, you're doing a good job. You're hardworking, you're diligent, you're staying with it. Some people would have got frustrated and say, you know what, I'm tired. I'm working way too much. I'm tired. I could be doing something else where I have the nights off. I could just be relaxing. But no, he's a hard worker and he likes what he does. So he's sticking with it. And he's good at it. Monica is good at acting and she's sticking with it. Even though it may take a little bit of time, but she's sticking with it. And she's while she's in that downtime, she's working on it. And that's a good thing. That's what we should be doing is working on our gift. While we're waiting for that phone call, we're perfecting it. God's perfecting it. God's fine-tuning it so that when it comes out, I'm like, man, where have you been sitting at all this time? And that's what God does with some of us. He's fine-tuning us. So that when the time is right, when we have matured, when we have put aside that pridefulness to say, look at me, look at what I got, when we put aside us flapping our lips so much and it's not edifying him, once he gets all that out of the way, then you say, this is what I have. This is what I gave you. And because I gave you that and you humbled yourself, let me open that door for you. We're going to stay in Ephesians 4 and go down to verse 32. As I'm almost done. Ephesians 4 and verse 32. It says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you. Amen. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you. A lot of times we hold on to stuff, and we forgot that God forgave us. God loved us. Through our imperfections, God loved us, and he forgave us. So we need to be forgiving of that person. When they do things to hurt us, say, you know what, I forgive you. I may distance a little bit from you because I need to build that trust up, but I forgive you. We have to be compassionate towards one another also. There's a verse that I want to read again. I read it at the beginning, but I want to read it again, because it's so powerful. Proverbs 18:21. I'm going to read it in the NIV, and then I'll read it in the New Living Translation also. But it says, the tongue has power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. We have life and death in the power of our tongue. Like I said before, it's a small vessel that God wants to use. And we can either build someone up or tear them down with it. In New Living, it says, the tongue can bring life or death, and those who love to talk will reap its consequences. So if we're talking the wrong way, we're going to reap that. But if we're talking the right way, we'll reap that also, and it'll be a good thing. One of the quotes I found that I thought that this was wonderful, because we have to remember that there's power in our tongue, and like I said, it can change the atmosphere around us. And one of the quotes I found, it said, there is power in simply speaking the name Jesus. We forget how much power is just in the mention of the name Jesus. That things begin to happen, things begin to break, and there's peace at the mention of the name Jesus. Like I said, I go back to my cube and I turn on my music, and sometimes I'll just put in my headphones. I won't have music on, but I'll just be there praying with my headphones in my ear with no music on, and I find myself just saying, thank you, Jesus, Jesus. And there's so much peace after that. And then I find that different people come to my cube and they're talking to me. They're like, man, I was just over here, but I feel the need to come talk to you again. And maybe she's like, I just can't focus. But when I come over here, there's something about talking to you. We might get in trouble. We better stop talking. But she keeps coming back because we're sitting there, we're laughing. And she's like, there's just something about talking to you that gives me peace. And I know it's because I pray in my cube, and I know that as I'm constantly praying, that God, let me shine light to everyone I come in contact with. Let me bring peace to all the chaos that tries to come my way. There's power in the name Jesus. Let's remember that. The other thing is, the last quote that I found that I thought was awesome, it says this. This is something that I probably will start reading every morning to remind myself of this. It says, I am wise. All wisdom and knowledge comes from God. I am strong. He is my stronghold. I am happy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I am wealthy. Abundantly, he provides all my needs. I am healthy. By his wounds, I am healed. I am blessed. God freely showers blessings upon me. All these at the beginning It's us walking in authority to change the atmosphere, us speaking into that situation, say, I am blessed because God's on my side. I am free because He paid the price. That's us speaking boldly in that situation, to know that there's power when I speak. And I'm just backing it up with the word that He said. I am blessed because He showers blessings upon me. I am healthy. By His wounds, I am healed. His word tells us by His stripes we are healed. I am wealthy because He abundantly provides all my needs. God said, I got it. I am happy because the joy of the Lord is my strength. So when we get in the morning, when we get up and we get ready to face our day, begin to say, God, direct me, lead me, help me to say all that You want me to say. And close my mouth when I'm going to lie, or I'm going to say something to tear someone down, or I'm going to just say something that I shouldn't be saying. But God, open my mouth, and as my mouth opens, God, speak through me and help me to say all that You want me to say. Remember, there's life and death in the power of your tongue, and that you can choose either to build up or tear down. Build up or tear down. Build up or tear down. Heavenly Father, we just thank You so much for this time. God, help us just to say all that You want us to say. God, help us just to build someone up this week. God, help us to share Your love with everyone we come in contact with. Help us just to speak words that edify You. God, help us just to be encouraged, Lord God, and know that with You all things are possible. When things seem hard and they seem tough, Lord God, You're right there with us. God, and that when we get faced with the invitation of gossiping, Lord God, that we close that door, that we would not give in to that. But God, that we would only speak what You want us to speak, Lord God, that we would not give in to our flesh and want to just be with the in crowd. But God, we would say all that You want us to say. God, that we would realize that there's so much power in our tongue, so we can speak to our situation and make it be changed. We can speak to those things in our life, God, and break off those lies the enemy has put upon us. Break off those stripes that we had on us that are holding us back. God, those chains that had us bound, we can break them off in the name of Jesus. God, there's so much power in that name, Jesus. Even when we get frustrated and we want to just lash out, God, that we begin to say, Jesus. God, because You will handle that situation. God, because You will bring peace. At the mention of Your name, Jesus, there is power. There is power, oh God. God, we ask that You touch us, Lord God. Be with us this week, Lord God. Continue just to show us Your way, Lord God. Help us to do all that You want us to do, Lord God, and that we would talk the way You want us to talk, Lord God. We just thank You. We bless Your name because You alone are worthy. We thank You right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. Visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.